The Skagway Assembly voices concern over herbicide spraying, and the local Fish and Game Advisory Group weighs in on a controversial water protection process. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly Thursday voted to send a letter expressing concern with a private company spraying herbicide within the town site. Some residents are apprehensive the chemicals could put Skagway's drinking water quality at risk. White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is contracting with another company to spray an herbicide called Oust along tracks this summer. The goal is to cut down on weeds and vegetation to facilitate drainage in the rail bed and clear visual or physical obstacles. Tyler Rose works for White Pass. At Thursday's assembly meeting, he said clearing weeds is necessary for passenger safety.
We've said this many times. We haul over 400,000 passengers. The safety of the right-of-way is of the utmost importance to us.
But some community and assembly members have a different safety concern.
We're trying to become a cleaner community.
That's Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. He helped draft an ordinance in 2014 that put restrictions on herbicides in the borough. At the time, White Pass was planning to spray an herbicide called Roundup along the tracks. The company indefinitely postponed that action in 2014. But recently, White Pass announced that they were again planning to spray Roundup. After another public outcry, the railroad switched herbicides from Roundup to Oust. Burnham said he appreciates the gesture, but he's still concerned.
I think that is really not what the community wanted when they were sending us letters 2 years ago about this same issue. They weren't being specific about what chemical would be sprayed necessarily. They were concerned about our water quality and environment, health of the people.
Water quality seems to be the major concern. Letters from residents note that Skagway has a reputation for pristine drinking water. The town has a waiver from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation that relieves the public water system from testing for synthetic organic chemical contaminants, which include herbicides. Burnham and others worry the spraying could jeopardize Skagway's clean water exemption and put them on the line for costly testing or more.
That would be the worst case scenario. Right. If things cascade, then eventually we're most likely going to end up with a wastewater source water treatment
yeah.
plant in the next 30 years anyways.
Right.
It could significantly increase the need for that.
Assembly members unanimously agreed to direct the borough attorney to send a letter to White Pass. The letter will voice the assembly's concern with herbicide spraying in the town site south of the 2A bridge. White Pass's Tyler Rose expressed frustration at the meeting. He said they're trying to be good neighbors by choosing an herbicide that is not in the list of restricted chemicals in local code. White Pass maintains that since the area they're working in is a federal right-of-way, it's not subject to local regulations. White Pass held a forum right before the assembly meeting to address concerns. Rose said they talked about the widespread use of Oust by other railroads and companies.
And then even to address the water table, and you know, one of the questions we didn't have answered was, you know, what is DOT using? What have they used in the past? What have other entities used? Our own municipality has used some of these things, though not on an industrial scale. And it's just very frustrating for us to be kind of treated a little bit differently at times, it seems. And we are trying to be, as best we can, good neighbors, but meet those responsibilities.
Rose told KHNS Friday that White Pass plans to go forward with spraying. He said it will happen sometime in the next 3 weeks.
Right now, what we're planning to do is the entirety of our line, which would be, of the active line anyways, I guess, which would be from Skagway to Carcross.
Also at Thursday's meeting, the Assembly approved the FY17 borough budget after a fourth reading. The Assembly postponed discussion about using cruise passenger head taxes to pay for a new water well and tank. That topic may be revisited at the next meeting on July 7th. The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Board took a stance on a controversial water protection process this week. The board approved a letter in support of giving decision-making power on outstanding national resource water designations to a state agency instead of the legislature. The letter says decisions should be based on science, not subject to politics. The Chilkat River is one of four water bodies nominated for Outstanding Resource, or Tier 3, protection. It's the highest protection under federal law and prohibits activity that would degrade water quality unless it's temporary and limited. The Chilkat Indian Village nominated the river, but nothing can happen with nominations yet. First, the state needs to put a procedure in place to evaluate whether a water body qualifies for the top protection. Governor Bill Walker introduced legislation in the House and Senate that would give that authority to lawmakers. But much of the public reaction to those bills was negative. People said it would politicize what should be a scientific decision. In April, Walker asked to withdraw the bills from consideration in the legislature. He told KHNS at the time that he wanted to work toward a more broadly acceptable proposal.
We want to sort of really generally start from scratch and come back and listen to folks. We got a lot of ideas that we want to see if we can incorporate those into it.
Walker's office says he will likely revisit the issue once the current special session ends. Now, the local Fish and Game Advisory Committee is weighing in on how they think the procedure for designating outstanding resource waters should work. The group isn't saying whether it supports the protection for the Chilkat River, but it does agree that the decision should be scientific, not political. Chair Tim McDonough read the letter out loud at a recent meeting.
Decisions regarding nominations and designation be made by the appropriate state agencies based upon science rather than by a political body such as the legislature.
The letter does not name which state agency should make the decision. Public commenters during legislative committee hearings suggested the Department of Environmental Conservation, with input from Fish and Game and the Department of Natural Resources.
We would hope to see actions affecting the health and welfare of fish and game populations be driven by the principles of sustainability based upon empirical science and kept from the political arena, where oftentimes the best interest of fish and game resources take a backseat to political expediency.
The committee unanimously approved the letter with little discussion. It will be sent to Governor Walker and the leaders of the House and Senate. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also find local news stories and other important information at our KHNS Facebook page. Make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas. Just email news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org. And coming up in your local news next week, we'll have a story about the Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay. The race will fill up the Haines Highway with cyclists this Saturday. We'll also take a look at the growing number of food trucks and other commercial trailers in Haines. And the annual canoe and kayak race known as the Yukon River Quest looks to have a record number of competitors signed up. Those stories are coming up next week in KHNS Local News. Have a great weekend.